What's up, everyone? It's Eric Davis, contributing editor here at Fandango, and I am with Sean O'Connell, who's a contributor here at Fandango as well. And we're looking at the new releases at the movie theaters this weekend. We have three wide releases: The Croods, which is an animated movie; Olympus Has Fallen, which is an action movie; and Admission, which is sort of like an adult comedy. And we're going to give you our picks on what to go see. Sean, I'll start with you.
My pick is going to be Olympus Has Fallen, and it's primarily because I wasn't that impressed with The Croods, although I brought my kids to go see it, and they really liked it. So I guess the target audience, you know, it's going to appeal to them. It moves really fast, and it's got a lot of great 3D sweeping action that are going to keep your kids really interested. It just didn't strike me as one of those ones that I would care to revisit as a parent. So I'm leaning towards Olympus Has Fallen, which worked for what it is. It never pretends to be anything other than Die Hard at the White House. And I wrote a piece for our sister site, movies.com, that we're going to have up, that talks about how Antoine Fuqua, who directed it, succeeds in places where the Die Hard, the official Die Hard sequels, have sort of failed, because they always try to one-up the formula of the original, whereas Olympus really just says, we're going to go back to that first Die Hard, and we're going to try and duplicate it as best we can. It's one location primarily. I mean, there's an intro scene that sort of sets up who Gerard Butler's character is and what his connection with the president is emotionally. But most of it takes place at the White House. And it's, Gerard Butler plays a Secret Service agent who's trapped behind enemy lines when an attack, you know, happens in Washington, D.C. You've seen this in the trailer where there's this bomber plane flying over the National Mall, and it takes out the top of the National Monument, the Washington Monument. And, from there on, it's just a sort of wall-to-wall action thriller. What struck me about it is that it's a lot darker than I thought, and it's really, really violent. And while I was watching it, it reminded me a lot of playing Call of Duty, and one of the Call of Duty Modern Warfare games has a level that takes place in a bombed-out Washington, D.C., and you have to sort of get through some of the major national monuments to take out these terrorists. And so the kills on screen are really, really brutal. And once I got into what the tone of it was and just realized that it wasn't going to be – like, it's interesting. This year we have two White House attack movies. The other one's coming out later this year, and it's directed by Roland Emmerich. And I kind of feel like that one's going to be a little bit more fun and maybe a little bit more lighthearted, with Channing Tatum as the guy who we're sort of rooting for. But Fuqua, who directed Shooter and he directed Training Day, he goes for a much more gritty and realistic tone that, once I sort of got a hold of it, I think worked better for what they're trying to do here. But I liked it. I mean, I think people who are waiting for the summer season to kick in, they've got this weekend and they have G.I. Joe next weekend, and that's going to satisfy their action, you know, scratch that itch for a good action thriller. I'd recommend Olympus Has Fallen this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Admission. I like Admission. It's a nice adult comedy. You wouldn't necessarily expect it. You know, Tina Fey, Paul Rudd, the director is Paul Weitz, who co-directed American Pie. So you think, okay, maybe it's going to be some silly kind of corny movie that's got a lot of, you know, foul mouth or, you know, whatever, but it's not. It's a really kind of charming, sweet, charming adult comedy, which I feel like we don't get too much of when it comes to the kind of the Judd Apatow cast of characters. It's really great. Paul Rudd and Tina Fey are excellent in it. You know, she plays this college admissions sort of in charge of that kind of stuff, and she kind of comes into contact with a kid who may or may not be the son she gave up for adoption long ago, and it's charming, you know. And when Paul Weitz makes these adult comedies, they're actually really enjoyable. You know, this is the guy who made About a Boy, In Good Company, you know. And then, but when then he kind of gets back to the slapstick, it's not as good with Little Fockers. But Admission, I think, is a return to form for Weitz, and it's a good comedy. I think if you're a little bit older, maybe in your 20s to 30s to 40s to 50s, it'll satisfy that itch for you, for adults who want a comedy that appeals to them and not to your 16 or 17 year old child. So I definitely pick Admission for this weekend. It's a good weekend. I think there's three films that all hit specific kind of niches and are all enjoyable for those niches, would you say?
Yeah, definitely feels like this could be one of those weekends where each film does about, you know, 15 to 20 million. They chip into Oz, which has been dominating the box office lately. In the summertime, we're sort of get to this point where, you know, there's always going to be a big action blockbuster and maybe something counter-programmed for adults. So it is. This is the first weekend where I think we can send everybody to the theaters and they're going to find something that appeals to them.
Exactly. Sean, he says Olympus Has Fallen. My pick for the weekend is Admission. Sean, thank you very much, and we'll talk again next week.
Sounds good.